over the last couple of weeks, what I mentioned when we got together this morning is that the events at Matteson Lower Harbor Park Blues Festival was just fantastic. I know Walt puts a lot of effort into that, and the Blues Association works mm-hmm. hard year round to make that work, and it really was cool. Mm-hmm. I wish Mother Nature had cooperated a little bit better. Mm-hmm. But the very next week, Friday night, was absolutely gorgeous. The next couple of days left a little bit to be desired weather-wise, but the music and the good times were fantastic. But this last weekend with Beer Fest, I don't know how many people were in Matteson Lower Harbor Park. It had to have been 3,500.
35,
something in that range.
We talked to the executive director of the Brewers Guild just before. They said they had 4,000 tickets printed up, and on Thursday prior, they were basically down to a handful. And when you look at all the support staff and everything, I'd call it 4,000, maybe more.
It had to be awful close to that. And it's really great to see that in our community. It's a beautiful community for those of us that live here. I'm new, but call this home now. Really a great setting throughout the city. But now we have not only the festivals that take place in the park, we've got NMU football, NMU women's soccer. For those of you that haven't taken on soccer yet, it's a great time. It's a beautiful field. Bring a wind jacket because it is right there by the lake. Mm-hmm. Last year I stood and watched the game with my umbrella held parallel to the ground just to block the wind. And I applaud those young ladies for getting out there and playing in shorts on a day that was too cold to even stand and watch a game. But I figured if they could do it, I could. Women's volleyball at NMU. There's just so much going on. And obviously, as your stations, the assorted stations broadcast, all the local high school football teams. Yep. There's just a lot going on that's very community-oriented, a lot of fun. And gives you a chance to drive around the beautiful UP.
One of the things that's nice about it is, and I know that Riverside in particular, I mean, you've sponsored several events. You were a sponsor of Blues Fest, and thank you for that. But
vicariously, I helped sponsor Beer Fest, too. Yeah. But that's a whole other story. We'll talk about that off air.
We did our part.
We did our part, too. Mm-hmm. But you've actually, at Riverside, taken steps, and also through the Dajanov family, that there are opportunities there for the company to help out with a lot of these things. And there are ways to check in with, just get an application into the Dajanov. Was it, do you have a foundation or an endowment or something set up along those ways?
The Dajanov Family Foundation, the Bob and Robert and Janine Dajanov Foundation. I have applications for that at the dealership. You can come to Riverside anytime and see me, and we will facilitate getting those to the selection committee for the foundation. We do just through Riverside of Marquette. We have in the last 2 years, and I'm coming up on 2 years here, we have just eclipsed $50,000 in contributions, primarily just in Marquette County.
That's fantastic.
You know, at the risk of seeming a little selfish, I do want to say that that's the result of the very, very hard work of the people that are in that dealership, the people who live here, work here, frequent local businesses. And I have to say, when I see local folks driving cars from Green Bay and Milwaukee, I have to ask myself, gosh, I wonder how much those folks donated in Marquette County in the last 2 years. Mm-hmm. And I know that seems a little self-serving, but it's a fact. The folks, I have 36 people with whom I work in that dealership who work very hard, who have helped me to grow that business over the last couple of years, and it's allowed us to do things like sponsoring a Mites soccer team, a Mites hockey team last winter that won a championship. Mm-hmm. We have a big trophy, and we're going to frame a picture. We just got it yesterday. That's really cool. These little guys in their Riverside Auto Mall jerseys, and they were all pretty psyched. And every one of those kids came into the dealership separately with their parents and said thanks. Didn't have to, but that's a nice feeling to be participating in the community, from Goodwill to Lutheran Social Services to St. Vinny's to Salvation Army and roughly 100 other charities locally. We will take a look at whatever. I did youth soccer, youth baseball, skied as a kid, Boy Scouts. I had to go out and knock on doors, and I hated it as much as any other kid in the whole world.
Yeah.
So I try to remember back to those days and try to say yes whenever we can, whenever it's fiscally responsible for us, and we want to be involved.
Well, again, if people want to get a hold of you, what's the best way?
Well, first of all, just to stop in. For a lot of reasons. One is it's really hard to test drive a car on the internet. So by all means, stop in.
Yep.
You can reach us at 906-228-4900 or go to riversidemarquette.com, all spelled out, riversidemarquette.com. And we are conveniently located right behind Wendy's and across the street from the Harley-Davidson store in the Marquette Mall.
This comments Paul Halber, the Riverside Marquette General Manager. For Great Lakes Radio, I'm Walt Lindelof.